And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. Okay. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair.
No. Stay away from children. You're an old man. That's freaking.
There is no gray.
They don't let your churches open. They let a casino open, but they won't let your churches open. They'll let protesters protest in the streets.
Just black and white.
And his super liberal running mate, Kamala.
This is the truth.
I say they're against guns, they're against oil, and they're against religion.
This is Danny Land.
That's right, doggone it. By the way, we're recording this podcast the day of the debate, okay? We're going to focus on the debate next podcast. Plenty to address in episode 59 as I look, off to the right. I'm taken aback because it is 3:39 in the afternoon. And our president, Donald Trump, has landed here in Cleveland, Ohio. Take my freaking breath away. My name is Danny Chekalinski. I'm a former award-winning radio personality. I'm now retired and living in my basement in Willoughby, Ohio, 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. Awesome. I'm watching the freaking plane come down. I got goosebumps. And I'm not even a Republican. I told you that, right? I'm a libertarian, but anyhow. I watch the news, friends, so you don't have to. I'm 56 years old. I'm single. No kids. Got a pacemaker. Bad heart. Take 11 prescription drugs a day. I'm never going to be on the cover of Men's Health magazine, but I lead a very interesting life. I do. All right, let's cover some stuff that happened after the last time we spoke. Last Wednesday afternoon, Louisville, Kentucky, grand jury came to the decision that the officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor would not be charged in her shooting death. Now, one officer was charged with 3 counts of felony wanton endangerment. Yeah, basically what that means is reckless in his shooting. When he was firing, and basically he was punished for shooting into a neighbor's apartment. Now, the thing is, in 2020, we have decided, not me, but society, if something happens in life we don't like, then we march down the middle of the street, carry a bullhorn, set things on fire, and take things we did not work hard for to purchase. And that is exactly what happened. Exactly.
Into the street! Out of the house!
Into the streets!
If you
think
there, y'all,
okay,
what's going on? Right out
your motherfucking houses! This shit ain't for spectating! This shit ain't for show! Get out your motherfucking house!
Not the show. It ain't for spectating. So obviously, we have an English major showing off the knowledge of her vernacular. I'm getting tired of this. I really am. And I know you are too. The problem is force needs to be met with greater force. It's true. If the rioters have 100 people, you need 200 cops. I'm done with this, all right? I'm tired of seeing the buildings be destroyed and the statues pulled down. And I don't care about their safety. They don't. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they don't care about the other people or other people's property. So, again, you're a urine bang. I don't care about you. Let's listen to how tough these are members of Black Lives Matter. Let's listen to how tough these guys are when you come after them with the force that they deserve.
I'm ready to come from anywhere else. Here they come.
Oh, they shot guns at him. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
They're shooting guns at him, real guns.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Shit. Oh, my God, they got some real guns. I just thought I was going to get some Nikes. They got real guns. Damn. Well, you got that right, Jethro. That's what we need more of. You can only kick the bear so many times before the bear gets pissed off. A lot of people, they're talking to friends on the phone. They don't understand the difference between a prosecutor, district attorney general, and grand jury. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. The decision not to indict came from a grand jury, not a prosecutor or the attorney general. It's a grand jury. And what that is, it's a group of citizens that decides if there's enough evidence to bring about criminal charges. Now, if these folks, these crazy nuts in the middle of the street, if they were so pissed off, which they were, perhaps they just should have paid attention in history class, then they would understand why they don't have a reason to burn down a bunch of stores. People need to go home at night. Stop breaking and burning shit. Here's the latest thing. People getting run over, okay? You approach a car that isn't yours, and you start beating on it, and then you wonder why the driver ran your ass over? You're not a victim. You're in the way. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was laid to rest last Friday. Now, on Saturday, President Trump announced his selection to replace her. That's Amy Coney Barrett. We told you about this. 48 years of age, federal judge since 2017, mother of seven, extremely conservative. And, of course, it's driving the Democrats nuts. Now, even if Biden wins, even if he wins the election, forget it. Supreme Court is conservative. And here's proof that the Democrats lie. Listen to how they support filling a vacant seat on the Supreme Court in years past. You will recognize some powerful voices in the Democratic Party.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of nine.
The president nominates, and then the Senate advises and consents or not, but they go forward with the process.
Uh-huh. We're seeing here, and hope this is temporary, is a disrespect for the Constitution.
The Constitution is 100% clear. The president of the United States has the right to nominate someone to be a justice of the Supreme Court. Senate's function is to hold hearings and to vote.
All right, it's fine. Okay, that's what the Democrats said. Oh yeah, they're all fine and good when it lines up with their own agenda. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way the Constitution is written. Now let's go to Kamala. She's a devil. Let's listen to Kamala talking about how the Constitution needs to be rewritten based on some story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last dying wish.
Already the president and his party have chosen to ignore Justice Ginsburg's final wish to hold off the nomination to replace her until after the next president is chosen.
Cry me a river.
A wish, by the way, shared by the American people.
Jesus Christ.
And look, it's not complicated. The voters would simply like to have an opportunity to vote for their president before the Senate votes on a nominee.
Oh, God, I don't want to yell. That's not the way it's supposed to be! Sorry. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Deep breath. She's so freaking irritating. She really is. She's telling stories, okay? I'm sweating. Thank God I don't have a sense of smell. I gotta stink like a freaking goat bus. Look, I don't... I never agreed with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's politics, but as a Supreme Court justice, she would never want the Constitution to be rewritten for personal reasons. Come on. So what does that illustrate? Friends, it shows you how evil the Democrats are. They say they respected RBG, but they're making up silly stories that never happened before she's even in the ground. We'll come back to... Shit. Sorry. Punch the microphone. We'll come back to Biden. We've got some great drunk football fan audio coming up. And a mom got arrested at a high school football game for not wearing a mask. Take that on here in a second. But did you see where Prince Harry's batshit crazy wife, Meghan Markle, came out in support of Joe Biden?
Thank you, Mr. President. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election and essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. I wanted to get your reaction to that.
I'm not a fan of hers. And I would say this, and she probably has heard that, but I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it.
Oh, dear God, it's, you know... The president used restraint there. He doesn't always do that. But he's absolutely right. The royal family, and I know you ladies for some reason are intrigued by this royal family. That's why it's in the podcast. The royal family's been around for 1,209 years, spanning 37 generations. Meghan Markle destroyed it in about 3 years. 5 years from now, Prince Harry's going to be sitting in a rubber room where he's going to be weaving baskets out of cooked spaghetti and staring at a disconnected TV set. Uh-huh. It's going to happen. Logan, Ohio. It's southern Ohio. Again, I'm in Willoughby, Ohio. I went to Ohio University. It's in Athens, Ohio. It's probably about 45 minutes south of Logan. But everybody was talking about this story, all right? Mom's at a high school football game in the stands. You saw the video, right? It's outside. She's sitting with her family. Nobody's within 10 feet of her. She's not wearing a mask. Well, the police show up. And they're all wearing masks. He tells her to put one on. She refused. She got tased, and she got arrested.
In video from Tiffany Kennedy via Storyful that's been seen hundreds of thousands of times, a police officer is seen struggling to arrest a woman at a middle school football game in Logan. Eventually, the officer tased the woman, put her in handcuffs, and escorted her out of the stadium.
It was a shame that Officer Smith had to go to that stage to, you know, to remove somebody, but was he wrong in doing it? Absolutely not.
The officer's actions have been criticized on social media and in the video. Kevin Knight and others are defending him, supporting the officer by standing outside the Logan police station.
To show him in our local police station that we are behind them.
I'm not a fan of the mandate of the mask law. I'm not. But, you know, you still got to be a law-abiding citizen.
According to Logan police, the woman arrested is Alicia Kitts. She's charged with criminal trespassing and more charges are pending.
Oh, sorry. I'm taking a sip of my beverage there. All right. I watched the video several times. Couple of things. People have a problem with this because the urine bags... I'm trying to explain why people are pissed, right? People have a problem with this because the urine bags of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're walking up to innocent people having dinner in various cities. I've seen the video. Scream at people, assault them, steal their food. Cops don't do anything, all right? Enough is enough. Here's another problem. Nobody mentioned that all the cheerleaders that were on the field, all right? Yes, they were social distancing, just like this mom was. However, they weren't wearing any masks. So evidently, the only logical conclusion we can make is high school cheerleaders will never be infected with the Chinese virus. That's the problem. No consistency in anything involving the Chinese virus. So people are pissed. Come on. Let's do the pledge with it, Joe.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
All right.
One nation.
How about the...
Indivisible, under God, for real.
All right, week number three in the NFL. My Browns beat Washington football team, and they don't have a name right now. That's a freaking screwed up. See, I'm stopping myself. I'm swearing. Good. That's how freaking messed up the entire nation is right now. Afraid of everything. Afraid of being afraid. Hey, the Browns won 34-20. They were favored by 6. If you listen to the podcast and you wager, if that's what you like to do, I'm very, very good at it. Football, NFL football is the only thing I can make tons of money off. I said lay the 6. I was right. Nick Chubb is the best running back in the NFL. He's our Browns running back. Yeah. 19 carries, 108 yards, and two touchdowns. Yeah, made this guy very happy.
And shout out Nick Chubb for running the ball like an absolute damn savage. I'm calling the emergency room because my Chubb has been running for more than 4 hours. Let's go, Browns!
Where's my drunk Browns fan here from last week here?
6,000 people don't matter.
6,000 people
was still
more,
awesome.
It was still like 60,000.
Oh, no.
Honestly, Baker had the crowd going.
Oh, no.
And he hit up old Odell, and we knew it was coming.
Standing. Something happens to guys when they drink beer and they watch football. I don't know what it is. It happens. They say and they do really dumb things. And instead of their, guys go on, Sunday, they go to a football game, they hang out with their buddies. It's a bonding thing. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about here. Let my guy go off with his buddies on Sunday. But you would think, they're idiots when they get together. They're, instead of their friends jumping in and saying, you know what, you might want to tone it down, kind of making a fool of yourself here, they only encourage them to continue, stupid shit here.
We're running out of guys out here. We're on reserves. Practice squad guys. I'm ready to roll if they need me. I'm 26 years old.
We're all ready to roll.
I played 2 years. Varsity. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Oh, dear God. Here's the thing. By the way, the Eagles are 0-3. Let's listen to this guy one more time, too. I love when he goes, varsity, and we'll stop it there, okay?
We're running out of guys out here. We're on reserves. Practice squad guys. I'm ready to roll if they need me. I'm 26 years old.
We're all ready to roll.
I played 2 years. Varsity. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Jesus. That's great. And by the way, that was me like 30 years ago. Just because you're good at Madden doesn't mean you could play in the NFL. And just because you spent $150 on a jersey doesn't mean that you're on the freaking team, okay? By the way, the Browns go to Dallas this Sunday. Cowboys are favored by 5. Take the Browns. I don't know if they're going to win. Take the Browns and the points. It's going to be a close game. Browns will cover. One more thing on hiding Joe Biden. His wife, Dr. Jill, she talks to the media more than he does. Not only does she refuse to answer questions, she tells CNN what is relevant. I can't believe this.
Your husband has been known to make the occasional gaffe.
You can't even go there. You can, after Donald Trump, you cannot even say the word gaffe.
I can't even say the word gaffe.
Nope.
But are you not?
Nope. Done. It's gone.
The gaffe issue is over. Because
over. So over.
You're being interviewed. You don't make the rules. And you said it's gone. It's over. It's so over. Are you nuts, lady? What's the oxygen level in your bloodstream right now? It's not over. Did you bump your head? Were you drinking with Pelosi? Did Hunter lay out a big freaking line for you? I don't know. Your husband screws up all the time. And I'm not making this up. We're not making this up. And it just happened again this week.
For example, the Paycheck Protection Act. 1% of the money's gone out.
1%.
All right.
1% of the not the paycheck, the bill for small businesses. Lending.
I think we all have heard those words before. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. 380 million people in this country, and Joe Biden, a guy who's been, he's been a career politician, been in Washington for 47 years. He's going to fix his thing, seriously? He couldn't fix a cat. We'll cover the debate more next week. All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you for listening. I need your help, okay? Please tell people about the podcast. You can do it. Social media is the way to go, all right? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. The power of the podcast comes from you. And you know what? Let's do this. I need comments on the comment line. Watch the debate. Leave your comment, all right? 561-318-3702. Call 24 hours a day. By the way, if you missed that number, you can find it at the website of the podcast, all right? It's right there. That's like the main logo. Pretty cool. The President of the United States. It's within 20 miles of me tonight. I hope it goes well. I really do. Thanks again for listening. I love it. I love doing this for you. I'm so happy you're there. We'll talk again next week.
Shut up and sit down.
You have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.